Just when you thought you had launched your kid, sent them out of the nest, off to college, came coronavirus. And right now, parents across the country are finding themselves having college-age kids back home because the schools have closed and sent them back home. And it's created an unusual friction, but also maybe an opportunity for families. So today we're going to look at how to handle your college kids being back in your house. We have a really special guest today, Kelly Randall. She is behind a very popular Instagram page called Empty Nest Mom Life. I've actually been following it for a couple of years. Kelly is from Sacramento. And she started writing about what it was like to launch all three of her kids. All three of them had gone off to college, and she was in this new phase of parenthood. And she's had this great advice on how to deal with it. But then this happened, and this is a whole new ballgame. So today, like Kelly says, you have got to be empathetic to your kids. What she's doing in her house, having three 20-somethings back home with her right now in terms of structure, a few rules, and also why she thinks this could ultimately be a really unique opportunity in a family's history. Here's Kelly Randall on Dying to Ask. Who could have predicted that this is where we'd be right now? It's uncharted territory. It's scary. It's, say it with me, unsettling. Hate that word now. And it's here for a while. It's changing how we do or don't do everything. At Dying to Ask, we're going to look for some answers to some of the questions that we're all struggling with as we adapt to our new normal. Everything from how we work at home, how we interact, hello social distancing, and how we can fight to stay healthy against a threat that for once we cannot Google our way out of. Kelly Randall, thanks for joining us on the podcast. So where are you right now?
I am down in Newport Beach. I have two of my three children, and we are social distancing. We're taking this in. We're doing our part.
So you have three kids. How old are your kids?
I have a 23-year-old who graduated from college first year out in the workforce, and then I have a college senior, very, very sad, and a college sophomore.
Okay. And so where are the kids in college?
So Annie graduated from Vanderbilt in Nashville, which is our favorite city. Love, love, loved it. And she moved out to LA for her first job. And so she has been working from home for a while. So she came down to be with all of us. She could stay in her house. But, and I think a lot of the kids that age, from what I'm hearing from all my friends, a lot of them start thinking, oh, I'm just going to stay. I'll stay with my roommates. We're fine. And as time goes on and things get worse and then they start thinking, maybe being with my family sounds a little bit better. So I'm hearing a lot more kids who insisted I'm staying on my own now are turning around and coming back to their families.
That's interesting. What about the two younger ones? Where are they in school, and are they already back home?
They're both at Notre Dame. Our daughter was nearby for spring break, so she came straight home. And then our son, who is a senior, he's actually still there. We've had a flight reservation for him every day since this has been happening, and every day we change it and move it one more day. It's really just day by day. He actually has one today, and he's supposed to come today, but he just texted that they're walking around the campus and doing a final tour and taking pictures at all the landmarks, and of course I'm crying, and he says, can I come tomorrow? And it's just so hard. It's and this is one of my main things to talk about kids coming back, is just validating their feelings. It is so life-changing for them that we have to do everything we can to validate it and to let them know that we understand and support them through it. So he will be home today or tomorrow. He's in South Bend, Indiana with all of his friends. They live off campus since he's a senior. So that's why they're still there. All the dorms are shut down and all the kids are home. I think I have a lot of friends that have kids that are off campus too, and they are all just taking as much time as they possibly can with their community.
Tell people a little bit about your blog. You've been doing it for a few years now.
Well, I don't actually have a blog. I'm a blogger.
Or site, sorry.
I have a site. I actually have the blog site set up. I have emptynest.com, emptynestmomlife.com. I have not actually pushed publish on it, but that is
Kelly, you have time on your hands right now. This might be a good time.
Absolutely. I have a lot of blog posts and things going, but I sort of started with Instagram. I was doing Snapchat just to kind of stay connected with my kids and be the cool mom. And then my girls said, Mom, Snap, your life is so great and you have so many great tips. No one sees it on Snapchat. You need to be on Instagram. And I thought, oh no, that's not for me. And they encouraged me. So my daughters really helped me. They helped me start it, come up with the name, and they are very, very encouraging and supportive throughout all of it.
So two things. Number one, yay for you that they told you you had good tips. That's huge. And number two, what was it when you started the site and this kind of brand, your idea was to share and validate the feelings of moms who were finding themselves with an empty nest, right?
It really was. There are so many mommy bloggers, all the young moms and all the tips, and I love it. I love it. It's so much fun to watch all of them, and I think, gosh, I would have been such a better mom if I would have had a connection to the outside world when you're home alone with young kids and toddlers. And I really see the internet as a very positive space. I see Instagram as, I don't see it as a competition. I see it as I'm learning so much from people and I get so many great ideas. And so I really love it. I love watching all the young moms too, and they've all been so supportive of me. And I just really thought there's so much out there for older moms of older kids that no one's really talking about, no one's addressing. There are a few high school things, but there's not really a lot for college age parents and families. There's an empty nest blogger space and internet space out there, but it really talks about what the mom is going to do next as she becomes an empty nester. I really try and focus on how we keep our family together, because that's why it's empty nest mom life. It's how to be a mom and still have your fun empty nest life, but also stay connected with your kids. So I really love sharing tips and ideas about that too.
Well, and I've been following you now for a couple of years. And you mentioned you're down in Southern California right now, but Sacramento is home. And I love reading about it because I feel like it's kind of like the precursor of what's coming my way. I have a 14-year-old who's in eighth grade, and then I have a fifth grader who is just turned 11. So I have a few years, but I feel like I need to prep myself. So I feel like this space you created comes in so handy right now as all these kids are coming home from college and not by choice. So let's go back to your first tip, which was validating these kids. And some of that means just listening to them and letting them vent a little bit.
That's so true. It's so true. We have to realize that their emotions are real and they are strong. And these kids have built this community as we ask them to do. If they went away to college, or even if they're in Sacramento, it's the same thing. If they're hometown, if they stay there, they leave our homes and they build their own community. And they have done it. And sometimes it takes a while for parents who have kids just going off. It takes a while. But once they build their community, they're happy there. They have friends. They're invested. They have a dorm room or a house or an apartment. And now all of a sudden just gone with no notice, no warning at all, and ripped out from under them. So accepting, validating it, understanding that their lives are changing so drastically. A lot of these kids, their internships are canceled. Kids have either jobs that they maybe were hired for, and now there's hiring freezes, and that's going to change. So now these kids really, they don't know. Their future is so uncertain. Our future is uncertain too, but we have the gift of life experience and they don't. So we have to accept it. We have to mourn it. And then we have to get past it and help them understand that they're going to make it through.
Do you have any tips on how you talk to your kids about that?
I've just been crying with them. Just understanding, letting them talk, sharing it. I think they're this class of 2020 who's graduating now, whether it's high school or college, they're so communal because they're the internet technology generation. But they get it and they're feeling it together. So one of the really fun things that our family has been doing, and I know the rest of the world is doing too, is these memes on social media are hysterical and they are so helpful. And one minute you can be crying and then the next minute you are laughing at something. So we just keep sending those around on our family group chat, and it definitely helps. Those are keeping us literally laughing out loud. So you can cry, but then the next minute you're laughing at the funny Tom Hanks thing, you know, that one about how he survived everything. That's a good one. I'm going to post that on my Instagram.
But that is a good one.
That's keeping us happy.
It's fun. You know, my eighth grader, who's pro meme, sat me down last week and he said, I need you to understand why this is funny to me. And so I played along because I'm not a big meme person, but it was so valuable to him. And he said, this is how we communicate. He said exactly what you just said. So I'm going to eat my meme words and I'm going to like start sending them, because if that makes them happy right now and that's a good way to communicate with them, there's nothing wrong with it. So I love that. One of the things about when kids come home from college, and I say kids, but in many cases we're talking about adults, is that they're used to having that independent space you talked about. They've built their community. But when you come back into mom and dad's house, it's different. And I remember coming home from college and getting in trouble when I wandered in at 1 a.m. That didn't go over well with my dad. So I'm curious to know what your advice is on spaces and schedules and kind of reintroducing the family dynamic during what's a really weird, challenging time right now.
Right. Well, that I've given a lot of thought to that. The first day here, which wasn't even a work day or a school day, everybody sat around the kitchen table with laptops and doing their work and just a little bit. And I thought, this is not going to work. We need to have a plan. So I definitely think that setting up spaces is important. So spaces and schedules and family rules. And it's so different with these college kids or high schoolers still, they've been living under your house. It's more returning college kids who have not been living under your roof. And that is a whole new world. In the past, our kids come home for Christmas vacation and it's a holiday and it's so fun. And everybody sits around and we play family games and we drive each other crazy, but you know you're leaving in a couple of days. And so you embrace it and it's
right.
Okay, you roll with the punches.
You embrace the mess, Mom.
Yes, you do. And I do the laundry for them, and I'm so happy to be doing it because they're only home for 2 weeks. But now they're home indefinitely and with a really no set timeline. So things are going to be different. But I also am telling myself that these are adults and this is still our house. This is Kelly and Jeff. We have rules. And in our house, we make beds. In our house, we do dishes. I don't know about where your apartment living and your roommates and in your dorm, you might not make your bed. I'm going to la 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 tell myself that you do every day because you did when you lived under my roof. But if you don't, that's okay. But in my house, you're going to live by my rules. And the rules will not be as strict and crazy as they were when you were in high school. But there are still, you know, family expectations that we're going to do. So as it's all the schedules going around on the internet, we're not setting up fancy color-coded schedules.
you're kind of beyond that. You guys don't really need that.
I don't know their schedule. We're going to have one work-from-home kid. We're going to have two college kids doing online learning. And some of these are going to be live classes. So I think my daughter was saying she has to get up at 5 for an 8 o'clock class or something. So I don't know their schedule, and I don't need to know their schedule. They're all going to be on their own, and we're trusting in that. So we tried to come up with an idea where we could all have some space, and I found a $24 IKEA desk. I ordered it online. I drove right up, picked it up, and brought it home, and they're just super basic and simple, and I will link it on my Instagram. And little folding chairs that were like $15. And since we're not in our home, since we're in an alternate location, the kids are not coming home to their bedrooms with their desk that they had when they were kids. And I know a lot of families change. Once the kids leave after a year or two, then they make it not a bedroom or it's a guest room. So I think people need to find places for everyone to work and do calls. And so we're going to have these four desks all around the house, and they might be in a closet like you are right now.
Yeah.
You know, recording. But I think if everybody has a little bit of space in an area that's just theirs, that's going to help us a lot. And we're going to keep the kitchen as the communal area where people can talk and they can be social. But then if somebody's sitting at the kitchen table and trying to work and saying, shush, shush, I'm on a call, that doesn't work for the rest of the family. So we've decided that's going to happen. The quiet stuff's going to happen somewhere else with this great little $24 screw-up IKEA desk. And then the kitchen will be a communal area where people can come down and take breaks. I'm trying to get ideas for how to make this like work realistically. We are still going to have some kind of schedules, but not like a strict schedule, but we're still going to have family time. Everybody's going to do their own thing, but we are going to do like walks. We're going to still have family game night. We're going to do Netflixing together, Netflix binging together. I'm going to put a list of some suggested shows that are fun to watch with the whole family together. We are going to hopefully do a workout class together, which the girls are into. Jake's kind of rolling his eyes at us because his workouts are a little bit different than ours. But
we should point out that your son plays rugby for the Notre Dame.
Rugby at Notre Dame. He might be training us. That could be something fun for him to do. But I know that there are so many studios that are going online. We are also trying to, of course, support our small businesses. So if you still have a membership at any of your local studios, they're doing their yoga classes online. They're doing workouts online. So we're going to continue to pay memberships and do that because we don't want those to close. We all need to help each other. But there are also Peloton has extended their free trial, and you don't need the Peloton machine. You know, they have yoga classes and all these different workout classes, and there's so many great things online. So
that's a great one. I use it, and I do it off of an iPad, and you can do yoga, you can do meditation, which, let's be honest, we all need right now. You can do strength training. So it's a great time to maybe explore some of those things that maybe didn't interest you before, but when you're stuck in the four walls of your house, maybe you give them a chance. I mean, what do you have to lose at this point?
Absolutely. So that's one of the things we're going to try and do together. I think you have to have alone stuff to do and then some communal family time. But with college kids, there's going to be some optional suggested things. And then there will be some mandatory, here's what we're doing tonight. And it's not going to be the same type of a schedule that all the mommy bloggers are doing such a great job posting all this stuff online and all the great homeschool ideas. I love it. I wish I had all those wonderful ideas when my kids were young, but it's a different world with the older ones. So we're going to roll with it, but yeah. There will be some mandatory and some optional, but workout classes is one of the things we're definitely
going to
love
that. I think that's great. You've been a mom for 23 years. What do you know about the value of boundaries and structure, regardless of how old your children are? What is the value of having a framework set up?
Oh, it's everything. I'm quite a type A person, and I tend to think I raised type
A. I never children. Would have guessed that.
We're
kindred spirits, by the way.
I do think that kids need boundaries. They crave it, and they need structure in their lives, and that's gives them success. It gives them something to hold on to. It gives them something to strive for and work for. And while there's still a lot of fun that is had, there's stuff that has to be done. And we always have to remember that we're the parent. And I think parents in this day and age tend to forget that. I also have a lot of young mommy bloggers and Instagrammers who follow me and say, like you saying, I like to watch this because I see what's going to happen in the future. There's so much in their space, but then they look ahead to, wow, this is what life is going to be like. And I always try and tell them that this, what you do now with your young kids, that lays the groundwork and the framework for what your life is going to be like when your kids are older. And so if you keep a strong family unity, structure, organization, that kind of stuff, then it follows through. So I don't think it's going to be that hard with our kids moving back. I mean, ask me in a few weeks. But we do have a lot of fun together, but they also understand that we have rules and we are the parents. This is our house. And if I was moving into their house, we could go by their rules. But so it's going to definitely, I'm going to give them a lot of grace, and I'm going to give myself a lot of grace. And my husband's going to calm me down if I get crazy. But, you know, we're all just going to work on this together. But you do need a sense of structure, especially for younger kids and as you're getting into this phase. And we are the parents, so we always have to remember that.
I'm a big find a silver lining person, find glasses half full. I have to have that no matter what issue I'm dealing with. And so for me, what I've chosen to look at this experience as is an unusual opportunity to connect with my children at a time in their lives that I was never going to have before. I have never had this much time at home with my kids since they were born. And so I feel like there's going to be an unusual opportunity for a lot of us to connect with our families again, because we have to.
Yes, absolutely. And I think especially looking at the college kids, these are kids that grew up with technology. They grew up with ordering food, instant gratification, not even making their own coffee. They are consumers. And if they think about something, they can Amazon Prime it and it's there in a day or two. So it's a definite different world and change for them. But I think it's if we change the way we're looking at it, it's going to be good. It's going to be okay. And I definitely think that this gift of time that we are all being given now, this gift of the quiet space, this is a chance for us to really step back. And there's so many positives that can come out of this, things that we can learn. We're so lucky to have the internet that there are TED Talks that we can listen to. And that's another thing we're going to do with our family. We're going to listen to TED Talks maybe a couple of times a week and discuss as a family. I'm going to put a list of the good ones on my my page also. But obviously we can clean out, we can organize. There are online calligraphy classes to learn. I was gathering ideas from friends of things that they're going to do with their kids while we have this gift of time. There's mahjong, poker, there's like life skills like that that would be so fun for kids to learn. Kids are 20-year-olds to learn.
But it's interesting, they will relaunch once this is done, and it will end. They're going to pivot from this, from the biggest crisis our community has faced in a long time. They're going to spring from this to, adulthood. And it's an interesting thing for them to then base their 20s on once they go back out there. It's going to change them,
I think it will definitely change them. And I think being able to be home, hopefully they're all going to be home with their families and learn some of these home-based skills and things that they never really did. They grew up in such a fast-paced environment that they never learned how to sew on a button or clean a toilet or roast a chicken. Like, this just didn't happen for that generation. So it's really taking a step back and it's slowing down and it's getting back to basics. And I've heard we're doing this now so we can save the greatest generation. And so we're kind of giving a little bit of old fashioned time back to these kids who didn't have an old fashioned. They grew up in a world that none of us in our lifetimes thought that our kids could have. Mm-hmm. The lives that these 20-year-olds have is something that we could not have ever have imagined. And this is just going to give us all a chance to step back. And they're going to learn a lot. They're going to change. They're going to change for the better. They're going to all try and become TikTok famous while they're home. So it's still going to continue with technology, and thank goodness for that. But there's going to be so much good that's going to come of it. And once we accept it and mourn it and cry with them and establish our routines and get our little quiet spaces, then we're going to be able to embrace it and grow from it. And I'm all about sharing all kinds of ideas on my blog, which I'm going to hit publish in the next day or two. So I'll be able to give lots of ideas there. But we're gonna do this. They're gonna help others. They're gonna write letters, just like you did on your other podcast thank you notes.
You know what? That's a great point. That's a great way to kill some time. And it all starts at the beginning of the day with making your bed when you're in mom's house.
Absolutely.
That's how we're going to start the day. Kelly, this has been such a great conversation, and you have amazing insight, and I'm so glad that we could connect and share some of this information. Let everybody know how they can follow you. I want to see a video of you putting that desk together, by the way. like a total millennial unboxing video. I want the whole thing.
With your $24 IKEA desk.
Exactly.
It's actually pretty cute for $24. So I am on Empty Nest. I'm on Instagram, Empty Nest Mom Life. And my blog, which will be coming soon, is at Empty Nest. It's emptynestmomlife.com.
Okay, great. Well, get it up, because we're going to put this podcast up and I want everybody going and checking it out.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate you reaching out and letting me share some tips and ideas. And I'll continue to do it for however long this goes on.
Or until you get TikTok famous and you forget us all.
True, true. We will be doing some family TikToks. I might post those too.
Great. Great advice from Kelly. Appreciate her time today. And it was great because her 23-year-old was helping her set up all the Skype. You know, so see, there are some advantages to having these kids back home today. And that, yeah, we're able to kind of learn from each other right now. So do follow Kelly and see how her family is doing. And, you know, you could always reach out to her. I know she'd answer your DMs if you have questions or maybe some things you wanted to bounce off of her just to, or maybe if you just want to vent a little bit. I think we all need a little bit of that right now. If you have an idea for an episode that you would like to hear on Dying to Ask right now, something that you're encountering in this very weird coronavirus world we're living in, feel free to email me. You can email me at dfitzpatrick@hearst.com. It's H-E-A-R-S-T. Or you can reach out to me on any of the social channels. You'll find me on Instagram at RunReadSip, on Facebook at KCRA Deirdre, or you can always leave a comment in the ratings and reviews section, wherever you're listening to this podcast right now, about whatever you're kind of struggling with. No matter what it is, I guarantee you somebody else is experiencing it too. Take care, and we'll talk to you again next time on Dying to Ask.